What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
That's that's country artist Alan Jackson. We're playing that rendition of What a Friend We Have in Jesus, because that was one of my questions at the outset of the show, is where that line came from. Then one of our callers answered it from the hymn What a Friend We Have in Jesus from 1855.
Wow.
All right, back to the phone. So, well, let's reset our questions. Yes, on Trivia Friday here. Go ahead.
All right. I have two questions remaining. What are the five boroughs that make up New York City? And then a true-false question. The entirety of the world's population standing shoulder to shoulder could fit in Los Angeles. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. What U.S. state produces the most Christmas trees, more specifically Douglas fir? It's multiple choice. Is it A, Washington, B, Oregon, or C, North Carolina? Second question, I'll add one. What is a pyrotechnic display? Pyrotechnics. If you're watching, if you see some pyrotechnics, what are you seeing? And I'll add one more.
Pyro rednecks.
Right, pyro rednecks.
Pyrotechnics and pyro rednecks. They're similar.
There's a difference there? Okay.
There's a difference.
And then I'll add a third question. Tercel is the name for the male of what animal? Tercel is the name of the male of which animal?
Sounds like the daddy of a, like a family out in the country.
Hey, let's go old man Tercel's house. See if we can fish.
The old man Tercel, you know, down there.
See if he'll let us fish in his pond.
But what's your question?
Tercel is the name for the male of which animal? You know how you have a, you know, a mare,
buck and a doe,
Yeah. All right. My questions are, what's the most venomous snake in the U.S.? And it's not the coral snake. That was guessed earlier. Number two, what world famous place is known as the Eternal City? The Eternal, what's world famous place is known as the Eternal City? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. And we go back to Texas. Marianne is on the line. Marianne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello, Marianne. We're doing well. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Texas?
Well, I live in the town of Brenham. It's where Bluebell ice cream is made.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
Now, you know the other place where, Marianne, do you know the other place where Bluebell's made?
That is the other place where Bluebell's made.
Silicon, Alabama.
Yep.
Broken Arrow.
Well,
wow.
I don't know. I do know in Silicon, Alabama, they do make a tour there last year. I went to their plant where they make Bluebell ice cream, and I thought, well, I thought they only made this in Texas, but they do have plants.
That was my husband. He worked there for 32 years here in Brenham. So
Yeah. Hey, Marianne,
how much does he weigh?
That's personal, Marianne. You don't have to answer.
You don't
that.
Say that. Just wheel him into the room with you so you can enjoy the show together.
Whatever he weighs, Marianne, if I worked at Bluebell Ice Cream for 32 years, I'd be right there with him.
Hey, Marianne, how often growing up did you get the Gilligan's Island jokes?
Oh, well, I don't remember too many.
Okay, good. Are the reference? Yeah.
I've got red hair, so they more called said I should be called Ginger. But
Marianne, well, do you want to ask? You want to ask answer?
I'm sorry.
You want to ask answer or do both?
Well, I was going to do both, and I I wanted to answer the question about the snake, but I looked it up, and it was the world. It was the snake, the most venomous in the world. I don't have the right answer. I'm sorry.
What's the answer to that? What's the most, I'm going to say cobra.
Black mamba.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
It said the inland taipan.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Okay. Well, anyway, Marianne, so you don't want to answer one of ours. You just want to ask, correct?
Well, I don't know. The one, I could try the one in the States, the most venomous.
Okay, what is the most, all right, give it a shot. What's the most venomous snake in the U.S.? It's not the coral snake.
It's not the coral. Maybe the copperhead?
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Copperhead's like third most venomous. So, is a good guess. Copperhead, do you have copperheads where you live?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Copperhead.
They're thick in Kentucky.
Yeah. They're all
they
over the southeast.
In Mississippi.
All over the southeast.
Copperheads and rattlesnakes. But.
Yeah, copperheads. I tell you what, any kind of snake, I don't care. You know, I don't, who among us tries to determine what's venomous and what isn't when you have a snake around? Do you do that?
I can do it.
Really?
Get a little closer, see if his
eyes
are
saying.
Triangle
who does
or
that?
Slits. No, you're still not close enough. See if his head's triangle or bulb-shaped. Get on down there on your hands and knees and look at his face with that little tongue flickering out there.
I'll tell you real quick what happened 2 weeks ago. We had Marianne, we had a snake come up on in our patio area. And this has happened four times the last 5 or 6 years.
They have realtors.
And I know. Anyway, I'm going to tell on myself here. So Allison and I, we're deciding what to do, trying to decide, because the snake wouldn't leave, because it had coming up on the patio and it ate a frog, had a big lump in him.
Yeah.
So he was trying to digest that frog, and we were trying to get him to move on.
Yeah.
You know, with the garden hose,
right,
sprayer, and I got the broom out, started pushing him. He didn't want to go with that either. He just sat there. He just sat there and looked at us with his little tongue hanging out.
After I eat a frog.
But I tell you what I did. This is embarrassing, but I'll just tell it because I'm 61.
You don't care.
I don't care anymore. I pushed him with the broom, and he wouldn't move, but I stayed 6 feet away. But I was at my door, so I had the door cracked open on the patio barely, just enough to do the broom.
Right.
And then when he wouldn't move, I was aggravated, and I pulled the broom back in, shut the door, and I locked it. It was just instinctive.
Yes, sure.
Yeah,
it was just instinctive.
Yeah.
You just got you
predator.
Got, you got a predator. You got trouble outside.
Try coming in the house
what do you
now,
do?
Sucker.
Yeah. And then you go ahead and finish it, and then you call 911.
Yeah, but Allison was right there at the same time, so we both, like, cracked up. You just locked the door to keep
how
the snake out.
Funny.
Anyway.
Well,
all right.
they can unlock a door.
You never
those
can,
opposable thumbs.
You never can be too safe.
Marianne, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm going to stay in line with Christmas in July and ask what country does Santa Claus wear flip-flops?
What country?
What country?
This is a riddle type joke, I think, what we got coming.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
I'm going to say Guam.
I'm going to say the Philippines.
The Bahamas, man. That's my answer.
All right.
I think that's Jamaica.
Jamaica. Well, I'm changing my answer then to Jamaica.
Somewhere down there in the Caribbean.
Jamaica.
What's the answer, man? That was bad.
The answer is Australia.
Australia. Santa Claus wears flip-flops in Australia? Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It's summertime down there.
Oh,
when it's
winter,
when it's winter in North America, it's summertime in Australia.
That's true.
That's right.
They got it backwards down there.
Yeah.
Marianne, have a wonderful weekend, and you and your husband. And thank you so much for listening to AFR there in Texas.
Next call.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Sabrina is on the line. Sabrina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Mm-hmm. Hi, y'all.
Hey, Sabrina.
That's a Georgia girl right there.
I like it.
Right. JJ, you want to do the? You want to ask for some peaches or
peaches, what, peanuts? Sabrina knows. Yeah, she's probably Sabrina. If you want to stop eating those fried green tomatoes and get over there closer to the phone and get your, ask, answer, or do both.
Get your feet out of the red clay and make something of yourself. Yeah.
I like fried green tomatoes now. That's
I guarantee
my favorite.
It. I know it. A Whoa, Georgia girl.
Thick.
Ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I'm going to do both.
Which one?
And I want
you're going to have to slow down, Sabrina. So you're going to have to slow down so we can understand. Okay?
Sabrina, you just ignore these guys.
We're trying to translate here.
I like your accent.
I love a good Southern draw. Hey, ask, answer. Which one you want to answer, Sabrina?
Okay, I'm going to do both, but I want to answer the snake question.
There you go, Tim.
The snake question? Okay, I got it right here. Hold on just
Tim,
a minute.
Tim, stop.
What?
We got a lot of listeners
what
in Georgia.
What did I do?
Well, Tim is a Mississippi boy.
Yeah. I'm just having a little... I'm just funning.
All right.
Just funning.
What's
with Sabrina?
Just fun.
Yeah. All right, Sabrina, the question is, what's the most venomous snake in the U.S., and your answer is what?
Eastern Diamondback.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
The Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake. Sabrina is correct. How did you know that?
My husband is a snake guru. He people send him pictures of snakes in their yard. We live in Blackshear, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of down toward the swamp, and we have snakes and gators. But they send him pictures to tell so they know he can tell them whether it's venomous or not. So I call him the snake guru.
Oh, okay. So they want send him pictures. So
ask
he can
him
tell.
For me because I'm curious. What was the answer?
Eastern Diamondback.
If you see an Eastern Diamondback and you want to get on your hands and knees and get up there really close to it,
don't do it.
Are you looking for? Slitted eyes, round eyes, a triangle head? Because I want to get as close as I can to make that determination. Said no one.
You want to look at the tail and check the rattles.
Okay.
Well, that's all
rattles.
You need to know, right?
Right.
Rattlesnake of any kind you want to stay away from. But it's the Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
They kill the most people.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's
I had copperhead or water moccasin. I thought that was going to be
listen,
one.
Listen, those you stay away from those too.
what's your question for us?
Okay. What was the first English colony in the New World called?
It'd be Jamestown, right?
Well, that's the first, settlement. Are you asking colony, for an actual colony?
Is this a St. Augustine question, maybe?
That's Spanish. I think that's Spanish.
The question's a little confusing.
It's Spanish.
Well, no, one came over and they disappeared, and everybody said, what happened to that?
The Roanoke?
Yes, that's what I'm wondering about.
Are you talking about a settlement?
That was a settlement.
Or a colony? Like Delaware? Is that what you're talking about, or a settlement?
It was the colony, and one of you were correct, the Lost Colony that was in Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke, Virginia.
In 1585. And they came back in 1590, and they had all disappeared.
Yeah, right.
And it was founded by Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah, he went into the pipe business.
Tobacco
pipe business and left all those people out there on their own. It's a sad, tragic story.
Yes.
But, hey, that's a great answer. We learned about that
people.
When we were in Jamestown.
But how did you know about that, Sabrina? How did you know about that?
We visited there on vacation one time.
The Lost Colony?
Well, yes. there is a spot
where they
where
said it was anyway.
Oh, where they said it was. Okay, I didn't know if it was like amusement park or what.
And there was something strange.
Oh, no.
There was something strange carved into one of the trees that they don't know whether it was a hint or not. You remember that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it referenced the Bermuda Triangle. There ain't going to be no connection there. Nothing strange.
Sabrina, thanks for calling, and you have a great personality, and it's good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
I love the accent.
Yeah, Sabrina calling in from
Blackshear, Georgia.
Which is South Georgia, true? She says down by the swamp. That's the area there. We have a radio station down there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up for that thing that was
the Lost Colony of Roanoke.
No, what was
it
carved onto the
carved
tree?
Carved into the tree, and they always wondered whether it was a hint to what happened. I will find it.
Oh, it was Sea Rock City. I remember now.
I think if you look at it, they carved in the words Lee Harvey Oswald. If you look,
man.
Huh? What? All right, so let's go back to the phones.
All right.
Next.
We go to Texas, and Alex is on the line. Alex, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
How old are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I am 14.
All right, 14. What are you doing this summer? What's your favorite thing to do?
I'm probably going to go to the lake today.
Good. Okay. Good choice.
Good.
Nothing wrong with getting on the water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Alex, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the question about pyrotechnics.
What is a pyrotechnic display? If you're watching pyrotechnics, what are you seeing?
Fireworks.
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 Yeah. Some of my friends are pyromaniacs. That's a whole other story.
Pyrotechnics are those are professionals who do fireworks. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know a whole lot about it. That's just maybe the technical term for fireworks.
Oh, okay. Oh, for the fireworks themselves.
Fireworks themselves.
The fireworks. By the way, what are these fireworks stands that are on state border lines?
What do you mean, what are they?
Have you ever seen these?
Yeah, sure. It's illegal in one state, and so they put it right there on the border of the state that it's legal. And we drove by one of the biggest, humongous ones up kind of on a cliff, and my wife, who's very perceptive, she said, how nervous do those workers get when there's a thunderstorm, lightning crackling outside? I said, I never thought about that. She said, man, lightning hits that building?
Oh, yeah, it's over. But I saw a sign. This was on the Alabama-Florida line, I think it was, and it's a huge fireworks thing, and the big banner for you in the entrance. I didn't go in; you just drive by. It's
right.
Just no smoking.
Well, I know that growing up, fireworks were illegal in Massachusetts. No surprise there, the nanny state. And so people would come across state line to New Hampshire, buy fireworks.
Okay,
and then
so they
go
had
back
a, they
and
had
illegally.
Big fireworks. Big fireworks. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, go ahead with your question for us.
Okay. What was the first who was the first and only president whose first language was not English?
I've heard this.
Whose first language was not English.
I think he wrote with his right and left hand, if I'm remembering right.
What is that called?
Ambidextrous?
Yeah. But I mean, wrote, if it's the same one, wrote like perfectly, right-handed and left-handed.
Language, and English wasn't his first language. Oh, see, that's when everything started turning right there.
Hey, we're stumped. What's the answer,
Alex?
Yeah, I
this is a good question.
Van Buren.
Van Buren.
Now, he had the big old James mutton sideburns, right?
What was his first language?
He lived in a Dutch-speaking community in America.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van
Buren.
Dutch, James Van Buren.
I think James he had Van the big Buren? Lamb chops.
I grew up on 1411 Van Buren Street.
Right, right.
Oh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In the president's.
It was all the streets were named, in our neighborhood, all the streets were named after presidents.
Right.
So anyway, Alex, way to go, my friend. Is that it? Or?
Yeah, I think that's have
it.
A great weekend.
Thank you,
Thank
Alex.
Thank you for listening.
All right, I have the answer to the question, the thing that I had said before, Roanoke, when the folks returned there, did not found no trace of the colony. This is from the History Channel website. Found no trace of the colony or its inhabitants and few clues to what might have happened apart from a single word carved into a wooden post, Croatoan. Croatoan.
That's what you Croatoan. Take if you're in the gym, working out.
You don't want to just take straight up steroids, so they make this croatoan. You can kind of mix it. It's a powder. You get those biceps ripped, and you just bulk up. People say, you're on the roids. You're going to have roid rage. No, I'm on this.
Croatoan.
Croatoan. No, it's legal.
Yeah.
49 states.
I'm going to save that. That's going to be a good question sometime. I'll wait a few weeks.
Croatoan.
Did you guys ever hear that? Croatoan? And they have no idea. It's not a
you
name of
an Indian tribe.
It's not a name of an Indian tribe, and they don't even know if it was related to the disappearance of the
colony.
It
would be terrible if they were just a bad speller.
I want to know why. I would like to know why they trekked all the way through, 100 miles or so of Virginia before they stopped.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the first permanent English settlement in the United States, well, what is now today the United States, is Jamestown.
Yes. And that's in a little bay, isn't it? Just
it's on the James River.
And I think they got it drifted. That's not exactly where they wanted to come ashore.
All right, last caller probably.
All right, we're going to go to Ohio, and Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. I'm calling in just to see if I'm still learnable.
Yes, you are, Gary. Hey, Ohio, did you go to school with or have you ever met J.D. Vance?
Neither. We never schooled with him, nor have I ever met him.
Okay. Well, back to the show. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I would like to answer the question, Eternal City.
Here we go.
Yeah,
give
Gary, thank you.
Funeral home question.
What world-famous place, Gary, is known as the Eternal City?
And the answer is, according to Mr. Google, Rome, Italy.
Right,
Rome,
right.
Rome. Roma. Hey, you do a pretty good Earl there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, either that or he may just have a chest cold. I don't know.
I got a hero out there.
30 years of camel, no filter. Do that to you, too.
That'll do it.
Right there, huh?
Not good for you.
Not good. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying... anyway, Gary,
what's your question for us?
Okay, my question for you is a simple math question.
Oh, no such thing.
So here we go. Because now I'm in the driver's seat, here's the question. My question, you have 10 seconds to answer it. The clock begins as soon as I finish asking the question. The question is, tomorrow I turn 73. How many times have I been 50 years old?
365.
You're close.
That was good.
How many
bro.
Days? Yeah.
Proud of you.
I was going to say one.
So I'm wrong.
Was it a leap year? 366.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
I'm turning 73 tomorrow. So how many times have I been 50 years old?
How many? You've been 50 one time.
Oh, you win, but that's not the right answer I had.
Okay, what do you have?
Hey, we gotta hurry, Gary, because we're out of time.
The number is 24.
24?
How do you get that?
You gotta be really quick.
Time, 50 the first time, 50 the first time, 23 times more.
Oh, okay, I see.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, good Gary, enough. Sorry to rush you. That was an excellent question.
I don't get it at all.
Well, it was 24 years. So,
after that, every time he was, 51, 50, 56,
let me go ahead. By the way, you were right. Croatoan is the name of an Indian tribe. Five boroughs that make up New York City, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island. And it is true. The entirety of the world's population standing shoulder to shoulder could fit in Los Angeles.
What? Yep. What U.S. state produces the most Christmas trees?
I don't know. That's a good question.
North Carolina.
All right.
And then Tercel is the name for the male hawk.
Oh.
Tercel.
All right. I don't have any. All mine were answered. So
maybe I didn't need to rush the thing.
Monday and Tuesday on Family Talk, Dr. James Dobson's Family Institute. Our story is going to be airing. You can go to their website and find out the times.
Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.